This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Among younger generations in the United States, fresh pork consumption is on the decline. What does that mean for the pork industry, and how can the industry adapt to make pork the protein of choice for younger consumers? Bill Even, CEO of the National Pork Board, says that the NPB is engaged in groundbreaking scale research to learn more about what younger pork consumers expect from the industry. He says the industry needs to adapt to what the customer prefers.
My father always said, a good farmer has a pliers, a jackknife, and a tape measure. Use the tape measure to measure where you're at and what's going on. Use the jackknife to cut off things that you don't need to do anymore, and you've got the pliers to grab onto the things of where you're going next. And that's really what Consumer Connect is about.
Brett Kaysen, Vice President of Producer and State Engagement with the NPB, says there is confidence in the research being done. That confidence comes in the form of previous research in the field, leading to tangible results for the pork industry.
I'll give you a tangible example of the popularity and the growth of ground pork as a product. That all stemmed from this data analysis and some of this Consumer Connect work in which some of our consumers say, hey, I want to think about pork as an ingredient and not center of plate. And so my generation, the way I was raised is we always thought about a pork chop center of plate with a protein. Our younger generations don't necessarily think that way. They think about protein on the go. They think about versatility.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Bex.
Concerns about replant in northeast Iowa after all of the wet weather, according to outstanding Bex agronomist Lee Konigsfeld.
When we talk about basically waterlogged soils or flooded soils, however you want to determine it, the biggest thing we got to look at is oxygen deprivation. Those seeds or plants need oxygen to continue to develop and grow. As we start to deplete the oxygen in there, essentially we start killing off root tissue. So as the water goes down, you'll start getting drought-like symptoms, basically, because there's no root tissue left, essentially. If it stays wet for too long, you'll have rootless corn, essentially, or rootless soybeans. So they can't pull any moisture in, they can't pull any nutrients in, and so it looks like they're in a drought scenario. So as far as survivability goes, what we look at there is basically a 48-hour window before we kind of really deplete all of that oxygen within that soil profile.
He adds it can be somewhat plant size and temperature dependent as well, so contact your local Bex representative for further advice.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.